USA News Update. The clock continues to tick on Congress and the President to agree on raising the debt ceiling.
We've got to have the deal done by this weekend. Be able to have a timeline to be able to pass it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the two sides are still far apart. President Biden set to meet with McCarthy and other congressional leaders again tomorrow. It hasn't dried up, but the surge of migrants to the southern border is nowhere near what officials feared. The Border Patrol counted about 6,300 encounters at crossings Friday, then about 4,200 Saturday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that bans colleges from spending state or federal dollars on what are called diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. At least 25 other states are considering similar laws. A history-making heat wave continues to grip the Pacific Northwest. Seattle's 89 yesterday was the highest ever recorded in the first half of May. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgam's tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgam's can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgam's can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zeljans. Visit Zeljans.com or call 1-844-ZELJANS.